Many of us think of the arts as a form of entertainment and even as personal expression, but have long forgotten that the arts also offer us opportunities to heal. On today's program, we remind you of the healing powers of the arts through drama therapy. This is The Arts Page. Drama therapy involves the use of theater techniques to facilitate personal growth and promote mental health. It's used in a variety of settings, including hospitals, schools, mental health centers, prisons, and businesses.
Drama therapy is a psychotherapeutic technique, but it's using the creative arts. So it's using metaphorical play and projective techniques to explore deepened emotions. It uses it very subtly as opposed to a direct question like, you know, talking therapies would. So we can use resources such as play and storytelling, music, dance, relaxation techniques, scripts, role play to actually explore different emotions.
Certified drama therapist Judy Harrison. Drama therapy has been a useful medium of engagement for people from all walks of life, including adolescents, families, offenders, the bereaved, those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, phobias, or struggling with addictions. Judy Harrison walks us through a typical drama therapy session.
I start the session with just a general check-in. So it's a verbal check-in, just asking the person how they're feeling, how their day's been, what they are going through in the here and now. And then I would move into the body just to kind of check in with them, what's happening with their body, and for them to check in with their breathing, their posture, that kind of thing, get rid of any discomfort. And then we would move from the reality space, which I call the talking chairs, and we would move into an imaginary space where I would get the client to close their eyes and take themselves into a completely different scene, a different setting, wherever their imagination takes them. Once we actually move into that transition, we then start the drama therapy, which, you know, could be a series of techniques. We could be working on a particular story or a particular emotion or a particular feeling that's trapped in the body.
Drama therapy encourages self-awareness, exploration, and reflection on feelings and relationships, while providing opportunities for clients to learn new skills and to unleash their creativity.
The feelings that can come from drama is once you create characters and you start to live, breathe, walk, sleep, dream that character, it comes alive and it evokes feelings in yourself that you didn't even know you had. And that's the power of drama because it taps into your unconscious voice.
The drama therapy intervention is utilized within various settings, both in Jamaica and the United Kingdom, to promote change, engage members of the community, provide clinical treatment, and to raise awareness of the emotional implications of child abuse. On March 31 and April 1, Judy Harrison visited the Granville Place of Safety and the University of the West Indies to host drama therapy workshops.
It was a very, very thriving workshop. The participants really engaged well. They got an overview of what drama therapy is and they got a chance to embody some of the techniques as well, which I think they were quite surprised by in terms of the impact that it had afterwards. So some of the feedback, for example, from the students was they came in after lunch, maybe they were stressed from the previous lecture and they didn't realize it was going to have any therapeutic emphasis on them. But after they embodied some of the exercises, they felt relaxed. They felt like there was a weight lift off their shoulders. They had fun, but there was also a deeper message underneath it as well.
Certified drama therapist Judy Harrison. So you see, the arts is not just for entertainment, but it can help us to connect with our inner feelings and emotions while providing healing and inner peace. If you want to learn more about drama therapy and the work of drama therapist Judy Harrison, visit fiveloaves.org.uk or email judyharrisondramatherapy@gmail.com. And that's it for today's edition of Arts Page. I'm Casita Irving. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Easter break.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.